When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Bring the boom, bring the boom.
This AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah, yes. Well, whole family's involved.
And the mom and the sister.
They got a Christmas song?
Of course they do.
It gets worse.
Where's the kid? Oh, stop. He's cooked. Throw in the towel, Big Justice.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on, man. This is terrible, man.
I'm afraid this is the proverbial jump the shark moment.
Yes,
now,
this is terrible.
It
man.
Seemed like AJ and Big Justice were the shark. Almost impossible to jump it. I'm afraid we are declaring, Jack, I don't know if you're ready, but we're going to have to officially declare AJ and Big Justice cooked.
Yeah, this ain't gonna get it.
Yeah, it's over. It was a good run.
It's time to make the antipasto.
Yeah, man, they doing Christmas songs now. Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah,
dude, they are the greatest.
It was a good run.
Bring the boom, bring the boom. It's like such like elementary. Not to like break down their lyrics in a serious way, but it's such like elementary school lyrics.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Well, they got to capitalize on it. Now we were early, and we'll be early on this take as well. This is the end of it.
Yeah.
This is a good run.
This is a wrap.
This is a good run. We're Chickies and Pizza in South
Rizzler's
Philly.
Rizzler's fine. Yes. Everyone leave Rizzler alone.
Yeah, we're still pro Rizzler. Still pro Rizzler. We're Chickies and Pizza in South Philly. Chickies and Pizza gift cards for the holidays. Perfect gift that always fits and always gets used. Buy in person or online at chickiesandpizza.com. Do you want the Eagles to continue to be aggressive? If you watched football yesterday and you saw the aggressive Buffalo Bills beat the Chiefs for the first time, 215-592-9494. Louie in Nebraska. Louie, you're on WIP.
Victory! What's up, fellas?
What's up, Louie?
What's up, Louie?
I missed you guys on Friday. I got boxed out of the call. So
you didn't
I'm very
get
happy
boxed
to-
out, Louie. Dude, we had full lines, all right?
Oh, my God.
Cry me a river.
There no more whining.
The only
we want Big Lou to call.
Yeah,
get your dad
where's Big
to call.
Lou? Where's Big Lou?
Guys, this was a great weekend of football because I just realized that we're one of the best teams in the NFL, and here's why. Number one, let's just get to the topic of the day. Ike knows what I'm talking about here. When you have a great short game, okay, you don't always need to go for the green and two, Ike, okay?
Well, again,
I agree with that.
We're
like
talking
that.
About two different golfers here.
I like that.
because we have a top five defense in the league, Nick needs to know that we don't always have to go for it on fourth down because we're going to get stopped more likely.
Yes.
I mean, my stats guy, Fritzy over there, how many points per game is this defense allowing? Not a lot.
17.5, I believe.
Yeah.
It's definitely up there in the league. So, like, we don't always have to go for it in two, fellas. I'm talking about golf. Spike, are you with me here? We're going to come to tutorial.
Sometimes you got to lay up, Spike.
I'm not. There's two specific situations I'm talking about. One, when it's an extra point, it gets moved to the one-yard line. And two, when it's fourth and, let's say, four or less in the opponent's territory, I say go for it every single time.
But, Spike, here's the thing. When you keep putting pressure on the opponent's offense to score points, that normally bodes well in your favor. That's why you take the points in the beginning of the game, and then you can go for two. Other than that, because, like I said, because we have a top five defense, we don't always need to take the points. Now,
Louis,
obviously, you guys.
Louis,
what'd you say?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
How many points would you rather have, 3 or 7?
Obviously, Spike, because I have a college degree, I know that 7 is better than 3. I understand that.
That is my point. So even if you fail, think about this. Even if you go 1 for 2 in those situations and score 7 once, you still have more points than if you kicked a field goal in both situations. All you need to do is succeed 1 out of 2 times in that situation for it to be more valuable than kicking 2 field goals.
Hey, Fritzy, what was that term you used for people who didn't play professional sports? What was that term?
NARP.
Wait a minute.
A
Jack NARP. Didn't play professional sports either.
Scholarship athlete.
Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
I'm a professional athlete, Spike.
Yes.
You have to understand.
There you go. Talk to her.
Yeah, why don't you discredit the Corn Ferry Tour, Spike?
If you're such a great professional athlete, why have I never heard from you when you call this show?
Uh-oh.
Hey,
congrats.
Hey,
you won some rinky-dink jersey championship 8 years ago. What do you want out of me?
It was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Hey, Spike, unfortunately...
Well, you got him on.
Yeah, it's wrong strategy, Louie. Get out. Get out.
Hey, we all know that golf's expensive. Anyway, to my point, Spike...
Yeah, Nepo baby over here playing golf. Why don't you play a real sport? Why don't you break a sweat?
Dude, hold on. Some people do break sweats while playing golf.
You need to put the stress on the opponent's offense. That's why you need to take the points, fellas.
That's right.
That's why.
That's right.
Spike,
thank you.
Please tell Spike.
I've been trying to tell
what
you.
What needs to do.
Trust
appreciate
me. You don't listen.
All right, let me get out of here. Tell Spike. We always go to the Ike thing. Tell Spike.
Yeah.
Tell Spike.
Yeah, it's the best.
Tell Spike. All right, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. All right, here we go. Who is the most valuable Eagle on the Eagles' offense?
Huh?
Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Jeff Stoutland.
Whose question was this? Is yours, Jack?
I didn't know how to word our main question of the day.
It's Saquon Barkley.
It's definitely Saquon.
I agree. It's Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, it's Saquon. Obviously, the offensive line is valuable. That's a whole group. You want to go with one player. Yeah, you got to go with Saquon this year.
Saquon 68%, Jalen at 12%, AJ at 8%, and Jeff Stoutland at 12%. Jeff Stoutland right there with Jalen.
Man, just
more than AJ. Well, I think it's more of respect for Stoutland than
disrespect. Well, no, I didn't mean that, but I meant the whole AJ.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Without AJ is not
exactly.
AJ is this thing where he is the – while the other players do more in terms of reps, he is the hardest to replace with somebody else, I would say.
Yeah.
He is the hardest – nobody can do an AJ Brown impression on the Philadelphia Eagles. We've seen Kenny Gainwell get yardage behind the offensive line. We've seen the – even specific offensive line members replaced for a few games. AJ, as soon as he's gone, the offense doesn't look the same way.
Yep.
So Irving Fryer was on the morning show today.
Irv.
Talked about a number of topics. One including Jalen Hurts. And here's what Irv had to say about the quarterback.
But one of the things that I see with Jalen is in his throwing is that he lacks the ability to throw the ball in tight spots when you need to have zip on the ball, when you need to throw the ball on a rope. Perfect example, the Diggs interception with Dallas. I think the week before, Cincinnati was 4th-and-3. And he was trying to throw the ball to A.J. Brown crossing the field. And the ball, it needed to have zip on the ball. And I think he lacked, because he almost, when you watch his motion, he almost kind of winds up a little bit. He throws a great deep ball.
He does.
Throws a slant good. Those short passes, because he's only throwing the ball about 12 yards, you know, from where he's standing to where the ball's got to get to. But when a receiver's 15 yards down the field, 20 yards down the field, and you got to throw that ball on a line, because the moment of separation only lasts for a second, and you got to get that ball in that hole in that space right now.
You know, he's right. I do think it makes me think of, because the decision making with Jalen and the arm strength conversation with Jalen sort of go hand in hand, and it does make me think. I'm not saying Jalen is Peyton Manning, but I'm talking about Peyton Manning late in his career,
sure,
when he didn't have that arm strength anymore.
Patient throw.
But I'm sorry. Go ahead. You went in and out there. We're losing. Ike.
We're losing him.
Yeah. Would she give him?
Here we go.
Yeah.
The Danny Ryan swan song.
There we go.
Yeah. Whatever happened, Ike Reese?
Yeah.
Out there.
No.
You're gonna have to fix it. Why don't you give him? There we go. Oh, there we go.
Are we good there?
Yeah, that one's good. Yes, sir.
All right. What the hell was I saying?
I said that Jalen. I was comparing him to Peyton Manning. I was saying that that late in Peyton's career, he didn't have the same arm strength, but especially at that point, because he was so good at knowing where everyone would be before they would be there. And I think when Jalen gets into trouble, it's because he's a second or two later on those decisions.
Yeah.
And he does not have that the Josh Allen arm to make up for it.
No, I agree. And Irv described it perfectly. And as a receiver, he would know best. He knows the difference between a ball getting placed in a tight window, getting the ball to him late. Receivers know where they like the ball, when they like the ball. So he's watching that with an eye from a receiver standpoint and when that ball should be coming out to him. So, yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. I mean, there's times that we watch Jalen throw the ball, and it's not so much about arm strength as much as it is just throwing with confidence and that anticipation.
Sure.
When you're getting those short to medium windows, that's where you should be able to zip the ball in there. And there's a little bit of a wind-up to his throw.
Sure.
There's a little bit of a wind-up to his throw. It's not egregious, but there's a little bit of a wind-up to his throw. And I think, which I actually think, why he doesn't throw the ball at times when his eyes may see something open, his body doesn't necessarily react
instinctually. Like that Devontae throw earlier in the game when Devontae was crossing across the middle and it was like bang, bang.
Yeah.
And it was right there. And by the time he saw it, it was almost over.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It actually gives me optimism there in terms of if he can, over years, get a better handle on that part of it and make up for the mechanics on the arm and the arm strength of it, I do think he could get there, you know, because the
but,
longer
but
he does
it. But why isn't it there already? That's what I can't figure out. I can't tell if you're born with it or if you're not born with
it. Well, it's not that you're born with it. He's just not very good at it.
And so I guess he's always been an instinctual player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than an anticipation player?
Well, here's what I would wonder. I would wonder what the scouting report said on Jalen coming out of school.
Sure.
Right? There's a reason why he went in the second round. Like, there's things that people saw his strengths versus his weaknesses. And what are the things that the scouts thought he struggled with coming out?
215-5.
No, somebody has that report.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I read it earlier this year, and I said that makes a lot of sense.
Oh. Get out of here.
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you, like, it's pretty spot on. Do you want to know what the weaknesses are?
Yeah, hold on. Oh. Let me do this, and then you'll give the weaknesses. 215-592-9494. Hey, if you need a brand-new Hyundai, which you've been thinking about, and your issue is like, my credit's not great. Maybe I owe too much on the car I have now. I'm never going to be able to get a brand-new Hyundai. That's why you got to visit Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown, because John Ashdale, the cars are, and everyone at Colonial has a seat for everyone at the table this November, including you. It's the holiday season. So they're going to make sure everybody eats. Brand new Hyundais, over 200 2024 Hyundais on the lot. Tucson, Santa Fe, Elantras, Ionics. Buy with 0% financing for 60 months. And that car that we're talking about, the trade-in, they're going to give you more for that than anyone else. They've been consistently recognized for awarding the highest trade-in values in the region, $6,500 guaranteed. Every brand new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Don't miss out on the best meal of the year at Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7, colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Okay, Jack, go ahead.
Yeah, so this is the NFL.com Sky Report before Jalen even played in the league. So this is just coming out of Oklahoma. His weaknesses were: has issues sustaining rhythm as a passer with so many off-schedule throws, inconsistent patience allowing routes to develop, slow recognition of early throw opportunities, leaves slants and crossers behind targets, misses checkdowns and opts for harder throws, deep arm dip into an elongated release, force speedsters at OU and Alabama to slow for deep throws, needs to get better at trusting his pocket, quick to drop his eyes when the pressure mounts, more likely to avoid pocket then climb, scan, and throw it.
Well, I mean, sounds pretty on.
Now, his strengths are actually, it's funny. This is exactly what it is. I mean, his strengths are he finished 38-4 as a starter, tremendous leadership qualities, extremely tough and durable, shows poise to make plays late in games, has experience in a variety of schemes, able to step and drive with adequate velocity, uses athletic ability and strength to elude pocket pressure, play extender who can make big plays on the move, good accuracy on intermediate throws, capable as a rollout passer, talented, powerful runner from direct snap and RPO game.
You know who it reminds me of in not...
kind of nailed
sounds,
it.
Sounds about right. That, yeah.
Not in every case, because Randall had a really, really strong arm, but it does remind me of Randall a little bit, because Randall had a very long, long shot,
and long throw.
And he ended, and even in late in his career when he was successful with the Vikings, it was a lot of deep balls. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Randy
long
balls.
Developing plays. Mm-hmm. So, and I do wonder. It would be interesting to...
Except he doesn't have... I mean, Randall had a rifle.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The big difference is arm strength there. 215-592-9494. Reese in North Philly. Reese, you're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas?
What up, Reese?
What up, Reese?
First off, I gotta salute y'all. Y'all are the best radio show in the history of radio shows.
Oh, I like to hear that.
There we go.
And we're just getting started.
Now I'm going to have to, for all my Eagle fans, Jalen Hurts is going to be the downfall of our season.
I like this.
First off, I just looked at the stats. I didn't know it was as bad as it was, but we're a 22nd ranked passing offense in the league. We got a quarterback in 10 games with two star receivers, a running back, and a tight end who has thrown for one more touchdown than he's ran for, 12-11, which is pitiful. Next year will be Jalen Hurts' last year starting with us, because how we see what I see, he's going to draft his replacement. There's a reason why he signed State Farm, because he knew that Jalen Hurts needed everything on offense to be up to par so he can realize, okay, yeah, Hurts is the problem. And then 2 years from now, we'll have a new starting quarterback.
You know, the difficult thing about Reese.
You said a lot there, Reese.
Yeah. Well, the difficult thing is finding somebody who is better altogether. And I agree.
I got a name for you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Let's go Shedeur Sanders.
All right, listen. Oh, how did you know that, Ike?
Yeah.
Come on, Ike.
Well, they're not getting Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, I knew it. Yeah.
No. You would have to give up at least three first rounds. And the way our team built, we could afford to do it. Because we got a lot of good players.
I don't even know if Shedeur Sanders is going to be half as good as Jalen Hurts.
He's half as ice. I can name 15 quarterbacks in the league right now that will have an 8-2 record with our team right now.
Okay. Well, we got a good team. I can't fault Jalen for being surrounded with a good team.
Yeah, so he's more talented than Hurts. He's better from the pocket. Or with the team in Jacksonville. Give a call to them, and I'll take Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, you're you're basically not a Jalen Hurts guy, is what I'm hearing.
What gave that away?
He's not good enough. He's not. I dislike Jalen Hurts a little less than I dislike Ben Simmons.
Let me ask you this, though. First of all, they're not even in the same stratosphere, Jalen Hurts and Ben Simmons. That's disrespectful to Jalen Hurts. Ben Simmons was a quitter and never wanted to work on his game. Jalen Hurts is the furthest thing from being a quitter. He may not be as good as we want him to be, but it ain't for lack of trying and not putting forth the work to be better. Let me ask you this. What else is it that you don't like about Jalen? You seem to be like honed in on Jalen, like you don't like you despise him. I mean, how many quarterbacks have won as much as Jalen in his first 4 or 5 years of their career?
Because he has a good team.
Okay, we understand it. Here's the thing, though. You realize whatever quarterback you put on this team is going to have a good team behind them, right?
Yes, and they're going to be able to make the throws that he can't make.
Forget about making the throws. Are they going to win a championship?
Yes, I believe so.
Because that's the only thing any other quarterback could do that's better than Jalen Hurts. I don't care how far he throws.
He's the reason we lost the Super Bowl. If he don't fumble, we win that Super Bowl.
I would say the defense is the reason we lost the Super Bowl, but that's me.
He's also the reason they were in it.
The defense only gave up 24 points in the Super Bowl. The punt unit gave up a kickback to the five, and Jalen gave up 7 points. So I'll take 24 points against Mahomes versus the defense. If your quarterback don't fumble 7 points, we win the Super Bowl.
Well, I tell you this, we're not in the Super Bowl without Jalen Hurts.
And then we will have to hire OG Wade for another but less than two more years. That's the limit.
That is a good reason.
But this Jalen Hurts nonsense.
That's Jalen Hurts nonsense.
Yeah, I can't really debate that one, that point. I think, thank you for the call, Reese. I think that the true challenge is that if you do not have one of those four guys we keep mentioning, let's say Josh Allen, mm-hmm. Joe Burrow, mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. and who is the other one?
Well, I would say Justin Herbert.
But yeah, Justin Herbert. But those guys are very, very difficult to get. So really, you're talking about, unless there's some diamond in the rough somewhere.
By the way, four out of the five of those guys haven't been where Jalen Hurts has been.
Yes, for sure. Now, all that said, I would let's put them to the side for a second.
Okay.
Then you're basically picking your poison – of imperfect quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So unless there is, unless the team is willing, and they did seem like that a few years ago, unless the team is willing to do this, the journeyman thing, and not to call Russell Wilson a journeyman, but it's not like people were beating down the door for Russell Wilson.
He's on his third team.
At this point, yeah. Unless you're talking about signing a Russell Wilson or a Kirk Cousins or that type of quarterback that is in 34 years old and that you're sure, unless they're doing that, then the answer is tough. Because
which is what the Rams did.
Sure.
When they got Matthew Stafford, they said, you know what, we need a veteran quarterback. It's not the other. It wasn't that Jared Goff didn't have the skills or the tools.
Sure.
They must have felt that Jared Goff didn't have the mentality to go win a Super Bowl.
And I suppose that.
So they went to Matthew Stafford.
And it's possible. I just don't know if they would do that. And the drafting thing is as much of a, especially if you're drafting a guy late in the first round or a second or third round.
But drafting is not going to get.
It's tough. And they're not getting Shador Sanders.
No. You would have to go out and get a veteran quarterback.
Yeah. And maybe, but I don't.
But here's the thing. He would need to come up short.
Yes. Jalen would.
Yes. I mean, what would have to happen. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. If you get to that, meaning we get to the conference title game, a Super Bowl, whatever, and you're like, you know what, we're not winning with this guy. That's different than right now. Because to this point, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that yet. So I can't say, well, you can't go win with this guy. I mean – Detroit is probably still wondering, can they go win with Jared Goff?
Sure. And then they're winning a ton of regular season games. They're scoring a ton of points.
But you got to get to the playoff games and then win then.
And I'm not saying that Jared Goff can't, but when Sean McVay says he can't, but that certainly means something because Sean McVay knows what he's talking about.
He took the same team and went with Matthew Stafford.
With Matthew Stafford, right.
The same team.
215-592-9494. All right. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Nick Sirianni's Monday press conference. We'll have the entire thing for you. And Ike...
Yes.
I have finally hit a breaking point with the Philadelphia 76ers.
It's only been 10 games, Spike.
And yeah, what's going on?
It's been 12 games.
All right.
We'll talk about it next because I truly feel like a broken man. And
welcome to the club.
Yeah.
It's about time.
So that's next. We are the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.